Hi there, this is Ava Waits from AvaWaits.com. I'm a speaker, sales trainer, and entrepreneurship mentor. And I'm really excited to talk about a topic around women and monetary stress today. Because when I speak with women, especially entrepreneurs or those who are even in employment, and they are trying to figure out this money thing. And sometimes they really are only a couple generations in their family of women actually making money and being able to use money. Even when I look back on my life, my grandmother, I believe, was the first woman in my family who was able to make her own money. And I want to talk about monetary stress because it's something that is really hard, especially on a woman's body. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit about that today. And then also what you can actually do about that, what you can do to relieve some of that stress. And I was inspired to make this both for my clients, both for the people who listen to these recordings that I create, and also to really send a message. Like, I'm thinking back to a few times in my life where I had a lot of money stress going on. And when I was a new entrepreneur, there were moments where I literally had less than a dollar in the bank. There were times where I actually had to ask for assistance in many ways, whether it was government assistance or whether it was assistance from people around me, borrowed money, things like that. My money would do like those ups and downs. And oh my gosh, it put so much stress on me as a woman. And it was really amazing to find some ways to come out of that. And I remember the transition that happened in my entrepreneurial life when there was one month where I had made somewhere around $1,000, I believe, in income. And then the next month, I'd signed on $17,000 worth of new income through my business. And it was a very sudden shift. And it really was about the changes that I went through, that I was, all of the changes that I was making internally that assisted in that shift. And I want to talk a little bit more about that with you today. But first, let's talk about money stress, right? Like, even when I say that word money stress, it's almost like I can feel it in my body, money stress. And I want you to notice right now, where do you feel that in your body? Maybe for you, it is a stomach thing where your stomach just like turns into a big knot. Or maybe for you, it's a throat thing where you can't breathe as much. And I know that we as women, when we have fears that show up in our lives, they often translate into something physical occurring within our bodies as well. And so what I was noticing, this was very interesting as I started working with more and more women who are wanting to create more money in their lives, is that some of them had found that the way that they responded to money and the way that they brought money in, if you look at that energy, it was kind of like the energy of the digestive system, where you absorb money, you bring money in. So again, just looking at that, this energetically, it's like bringing it in through your mouth. And then you also let money out, right? Which is like digestion and elimination in the body. And we do this all the time with money. I mean, that is what money is there for. It's there to come into our lives and for also us to let out and to use toward other things and to circulate forward. And I was noticing that quite a few of my clients, the ones that were really stuck, the ones that were really having trouble with money, sometimes their digestive systems were a little bit sluggish. And I was looking at all these parallels between the digestive system and also the ways that we actually brought money in and sent money out, and was finding quite a lot of parallels. I ended up calling this issue that I saw going on with money financial constipation. That was the first term I used, then eventually turned that into financial constriction. And it was a very interesting thing to be teaching about for several years through my business. So that is one of the ways that I do see stress, especially monetary stress, playing out in a woman's body. And interestingly enough, the area in the body that is related to the digestive system, that is related to our all of our womanly cycles, is right there, right at the base of our spine, right there, that all that first chakra stuff, which is about safety and feeling as though we are cared for. So it's very interesting to see how all of those connect. I also see that women who are having this monetary stress, they have body stress that can definitely affect their hormones. I know that for some women, if they are feeling as though their financial situation is off or kinked or whatever it is, that can actually really affect their hormones in many ways. I know that some women, they experience that stress and it can play out in any hormone systems in the body. Lack of sleep. Right? Lack of sleep. For some women, this is actually a really big issue. When they get stressed, they can't fall asleep or they wake up in the middle of the night. Or a woman who is in a state of stress, she's not eating as much food or she's overeating. And this all affects the body as well. I find that women with monetary stress, they start to feel down on themselves, like they're not good enough, or they say things to themselves like, what's wrong with me? Why isn't this working? Why am I not doing better? And I've also seen monetary stress cause a lot of upheaval in relationships. And we see this both in marriages, in partnerships, sometimes even in friendships. If we have money stress going on, it really does affect the people around us, especially those who are very, very close to us. And I remember this happening in my own life too. When I was really stressed out about money, it was really hard for the other people around me to be around me because I was not my best self. I really was not. I was not my best self. I was scared. I was sad. I was frustrated. I was upset. I was stingy because I didn't feel like I had enough to give. I was selfish and all of those things. So if you're feeling any of those right now, any of those stresses that are really dependent on your money situation, I want to share a few things that you can actually do now, right away, to really assist you in letting go of some of that stress, in releasing some of that constriction that you feel is going on in your finances, and really feeling a lot better, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. So the first suggestion that I have to you is to start practicing being in a state of faith. And I don't necessarily mean religious faith here. It does not matter what religious or spiritual background you have. I just mean being in a state of faith where you trust, where you can take that big deep breath and you can trust that the money is actually going to be there to support you. And I wanted to share a little story. There was this one time that I was traveling and I was at a layover, a flight layover in Salt Lake City. And I was starting to stress about money. I had just been on the road for, I think, maybe 12 days. I had spent a lot of money on my trips, and I was starting to stress out about money and had this feeling that I did not have enough. And I was in the Salt Lake City airport, and I was walking around, and I was hungry. I was hungry. And I was looking around at all the options and, you know, saw I think it was a cafe that was there and thought, oh my gosh, that would be so amazing to have some iced tea and a snack. And what I ended up buying was actually a container of French fries at a fast food restaurant. It was definitely one of the higher quality fast food restaurants, but still it was like fast food French fries in the airport. And I ate those feeling like they were the only thing that I could afford was that $2 little package of French fries. And I did not buy myself that wonderful iced tea that I was really craving because I, at that moment, did not have the faith that I would be taken care of. Interestingly, that day, I flew home and I returned home and I found, waiting in my mailbox, a check. A totally unexpected check, something that I had put into action, put into place months, actually maybe even years before that. And there it was. There was a check in my mailbox. And I looked back on that situation and I knew that it would have been completely fine for me to have bought that iced tea, to have bought myself better quality snacks while I was at the airport, because I was truly being taken care of. I came home and I was immediately supported. And so I want you to start looking for those little stories of things like that that have occurred in your life or have even occurred in the lives of people around you. And I want you to continue practicing that faith. You've always been taken care of. You really have. Even if there have been moments where the money has been low or the bank account has had a low balance, you've always been taken care of. You're here now. You're eating food. You are. You're breathing. You most likely have a place to live. You are listening to this recording through a computer, so you have access to a computer. And I just want you to continue to trust that you will be taken care of, and you truly will. The other thing I suggest as a way to really help with money stress is to learn how to make money. And this is something where if you've been in employment for most of your life, you may not actually know of all the ways that you can make money. And we're talking about making money on command, because usually we're used to that idea there where we go out, we get a job, and then we get paid every 2 weeks for the work that we do. And I truly believe that it's very important for every woman on this planet to know how to make money when she needs it. And it's something that can actually be really fun. So you can either create a business, it could be a full-time business, or you could create a side business, or you could have some sort of skill. And it could be anything. Maybe it's editing or proofreading, or maybe it's doing virtual assisting. Maybe it's dog walking. Maybe it is jewelry making. Maybe it's something where you actually have some training for it. It could be some sort of mentorship or some sort of consulting that you're able to do and able to charge for. And for you to actually have the skills, all of the marketing skills that you need, all of the conversational skills that you need so you can actually meet someone and have that conversation and then sign them up to work with you and let them hire you, you need all of those skills because you want to be able to know how to make money on demand. So if you ever find that you are coming up against some of that monetary stress and you're starting to feel it in all areas of your body, you know how to make money, and you already have a list of ways that you know how to make money from. So it can really be that simple. I wanted to share that at avawaits.com on my blog. So if you just go to avawaits.com and you go to the blog there, there are so many more resources around entrepreneurship, around creating money, around having more success in your life. And I want you to start using those. And really find all of the ways that you know how to create money on demand. It's a very important skill. If I can be of any more support on the way, you always know where to find me. I'm at avawaits.com. And I am wishing you an absolutely gorgeous day that is not full of any money stress at all. Or if it is, you actually get to step into that and see how powerful you are at creating money right away, so you can support yourself and so your body can start feeling much more calm.